Welcome, everyone, to Heartbeat Theater. This is your host, C.P. McGregor, inviting you to be the guest of the Salvation Army for the next half hour. Our star this week is Donald Buca. They say that all it takes is a lucky break, and some people wait all their lives for a lucky break to happen. But whether you know it or not, we make our own breaks, as we'll find in our story this week, The Lucky Break. Our story was written by Christopher Young and stars Donald Buca as Emery Johns and Lynn Allen as Claire. Here now is Act One of The Lucky Break.
Emery, you haven't said one word all through dinner.
And all I need is a newspaper across my face, and I'd look like one of my own cartoons, wouldn't I?
Something go wrong at the plant?
Well, Claire, how would I know that? I sit under my flickering fluorescent light, I draw their blueprints, they build the planes. How would I know if anything went wrong?
Reed's over at Edmonston's for dinner.
Oh?
He's really got a crush on their daughter. It's his first formal dinner invitation.
Oh, that's good.
I guess they're very well off. I've met Nancy, the daughter, and she dresses beautifully.
Like I was going to dress you once upon a dream.
Emery, what is it? Why are you so low tonight?
You mean, why am I showing it tonight? I don't know, darling. Maybe because Reed's out and I don't like to show my depression in front of him. Maybe it's just because I'm tired. Maybe it's because I'm sick of living.
And maybe because there's been no response to the last things you submitted.
Claire, that was the best set of cartoons I've ever done. That isn't ego, it's purely objective. I kept them in the drawer for 5 months so I could look at them as though somebody else had done them. When I pulled them out, they looked even better than I had remembered them.
Oh, they were wonderful, Emery. The funniest cartoons I think I've ever seen.
And not one single response. What does it take to crack this game? When I was a kid in school and college, I took top honors in every contest I ever entered. My cartoons made the front page on nearly every issue of the school papers. But in 13 years since then, I've managed to make 11 sales. Two-bit sales at that. 11 sales in 13 years, Claire. I know I'm better than that. I know it. I should be doing more than making blueprints from somebody else's designs for airplanes. Airplanes that I've never even seen. I should be doing more. I promised you more. Claire, I promised you much more.
You talk as though time has run out on
you. Well, hasn't it? Hasn't it?
Emery, we were little more than children when we were married. Me 17, you 19. You're not even 35 yet. How many self-made men do you think accomplished their goals by the time they were 35? There's still time. You haven't failed, Emery.
I shouldn't expect you to understand how I feel, but Claire, you do know that I love you and Reed. You do know that, don't you?
Emery, you look so funny.
Well, it's just that I'm kind of beat. I think I'll turn in.
It's not even 8 o'clock.
Good night, Claire.
Good night, Emery. Hello, Reed.
Well, I made it. It's not even midnight yet.
Did you have a nice time?
Sure. How come you're still up with all your clothes on?
I dozed off down here about 10.
What's the matter? Dad snoring again?
Want some milk?
What's the matter, Mom?
I keep forgetting that you're not a baby anymore.
What is it?
Reed, I'm worried about your father.
You feeling low again?
think a lot more than either of us realized. You know how he is. He doesn't like to let us know when he's feeling depressed.
I know he was awfully excited about that last stuff he submitted.
Yes. Reed, your father isn't home.
What?
He said he was tired and went to our room right after dinner. I went in about 10 and he wasn't there.
You didn't see him go out?
No.
The car is still here. I have my permit. I could drive around and look for him.
Where would you look, Reed?
You know, around. The place is still open.
You still remember when he drank so much, don't you?
I guess so.
Could be drinking again, I suppose, but then again, he might just be walking and thinking. You know, Reed, it's hard for a man to spend most of his working hours at something that he hates, especially when he has a genuine talent for something else. It's very hard. You'll find, Reed, that lots of people wish they were good at the things they like to do, but with maturity, they accept the fact that they're not and find contentment in other lives.
But Dad is really good.
Yes, I know. Oh, well, you go on to bed. He'll be along in a while.
Sure he will, Mom. Sure he will.
No, you must have the wrong number. That's all right. I was up anyway. Oh, Emery. Emery, where are you?
Mom?
Oh, Reed, what are you doing up?
I heard the phone. Was it Dad?
No, it was just a wrong number, dear.
Oh, come on, Mom.
Really, Reed, it was a wrong number.
How late is it?
4 o'clock. Go on back to bed.
Maybe you should phone around.
I'll call your uncle around 7. I can't wake him now. He works on Sunday, and I'm sure if your father was there, Uncle Al would have called us by now.
You don't think he's hurt or something?
All right. All right, I'll call the emergency hospital. Operator, can I have the emergency hospital, please? Yes, thank you.
Did he have his wallet with him?
I suppose so. Oh, Reed, stop. Hello? Hello, I was wondering if you had anybody, a man about 35, brought in tonight. Accident or something? I see. Thank you. Only one little girl since 6.
Did he take anything special with him?
Just what he was wearing, I guess.
Maybe we should look around your room.
Yes. Yes, maybe we should. Come on.
I'll look in here.
All right. Reed, have you seen your father's old duffel bag anywhere?
No, Mom. And his shaving stuff's gone.
Oh. Well, now we know. At least he's all right.
Why, Mom? Why'd he go?
Well, I know he felt that he wasn't much of a companion. He was depressed so often. He wanted to be a pal to you, but didn't have the spirit for it. He used to dream of wonderful things for us. Who knows? Maybe it's my fault. Maybe I didn't know how to tell him that all we wanted was him.
I feel so funny going to Sunday school this morning, like nothing ever happened.
Well, we have to go on that way, Reed. We'll hear from your father sooner or later, dear.
I still think you should call the police.
I can't hunt him down that way just because we miss him so. He wouldn't have done this unless he needed to, desperately. Let's try and understand that, dear, and give him the time he needs to understand himself.
You're pretty wonderful, Mom.
Oh, well, you'd better be going. You'll be late for Sunday school.
We'll see who it is.
Hello? Yes, it is. No, he isn't here just now. Who did you say this was? Oh, yes, the Columbia Syndicate. Yes, you have the right party, but my husband did submit some work to you. Tomorrow? Well, he's out of town for a few days. Yes, he should be back by Thursday. All right, Thursday at 3. Can I tell him what it's about? I see. Thank you so much.
Columbia Syndicate. And calling on Sunday.
Yes, they want to see your father. They really like his work.
Well, they're the biggest newspaper syndicate in the country.
Thursday. Oh, Reed, we have to find your father by Thursday. We have only 3 days. Columbia has a deadline.
Well, I guess we'll have to call the police now.
Oh, why couldn't they have called Friday? Operator, would you please get me the police department?
I want a picture of him. I'll go get the one in my album.
All right. Please? I want to report a missing person, my husband. About 9 o'clock Saturday night. Yes, I can come over right now.
Last name Johns, first name Emery, male, Caucasian. What age, Mrs. Johns?
35.
Height?
6 feet.
Weight?
180.
Hair?
Brown, eyes brown, too.
Mm-hmm. Any identifying marks, scars?
No, he's good-looking, rather intense.
Has this ever happened before?
No.
You want to start filling this out? Names and addresses of relatives, friends, and...
All right.
Was there an argument before he left?
No, not between us. As I said, he was depressed.
Drinking?
No.
Ever drink?
Yes, he used to, but he hasn't in 4 years.
So he packed a few things, cold sober, and just took off, huh?
Yes.
Planned his appearance, intelligent man. Mrs. Johns, that kind of MP is the hardest to locate.
But, Sergeant, we've got to find him by Thursday.
Thursday? That's a tall order. We'll do what we can, Mrs. Johns, but I can't be too encouraging. The only good thing I can offer is that there's no particular need to fear for him. It isn't that kind of disappearance we associate with violence of any sort.
Oh, there must be something. What about private detectives?
The more people looking, the better the chance of finding him. But can you afford $50 or even $100 a day plus expenses?
No.
What about your conversation before we left? Didn't he give you any indication of a place he'd like to go, people he'd like to see? Did he mention any names, relatives?
No, I can't remember. Yes. Yes, he did mention Captain Bond, Salvation Army.
What about him?
Well, he helped Emery a great deal when he was drinking. Emery mentioned that he'd gone to see him Saturday morning during his lunch hour, but the captain was out of town.
That's a good lead. If he really was anxious to see him, your husband might have gone to wherever Captain Barnes is. Go call the Salvation Army, and while you're there, put on a missing persons report.
Missing persons at the Salvation Army?
I should say so. They have a worldwide setup that's ideal to help in cases like this. They're people and publications going to communities, towns, villages, all over the globe. They've made some spectacular locations on missing people.
That's good to know.
But as far as finding him by this Thursday, Mrs. Johns, that's one miracle I wouldn't ask. Even of the Salvation Army.
You have heard Act One of The Lucky Break, starring Donald Buca as Emery, with Lynn Allen as Claire. Just a moment ago, we heard the words, "That's one miracle I wouldn't ask even the Salvation Army." Well, why not ask it of the Salvation Army? It wouldn't be the first time they've been given a seemingly impossible job and completed it successfully. One of the Army's lesser-known services is their Missing Persons Department, which functions on a worldwide basis. One or two statistics. A farmer in Kansas asked the Salvation Army to locate a sister he hadn't seen in 55 years. That was in Sweden, and the sister was 4 years old. They're together today. A prominent real estate man died suddenly. His son was touring Europe by bicycle with no itinerary. He was located in a home for the funeral in 4 days. So why not ask the Salvation Army? They want to help you, and they seldom take no for an answer. Now, Act Two of The Lucky Break, starring Donald Buca.
Jenkins, will you hold all my calls while Mrs. Johns is in here? Well, Mrs. Johns, this is a surprise, but a pleasure. I gather your husband had some sort of emergency and couldn't keep the appointment.
Well, he's been under the weather, Mr. Borden, and, well, this interview meant a great deal to him, and rather than simply call, I thought if I can...
Well, why not? In the average American home, it's the wife who spends the money anyway.
Money?
Yes, Mrs. Johns, lots of it, I think. You know, I kind of feel like Christopher Columbus and Santa Claus all rolled into one. I've discovered a talent, and I'm going to fill his stocking. Nothing serious, I hope.
Serious?
Your husband's illness.
Oh, no.
You know, in a way, I owe you both an apology. Your husband submitted his material several months ago, but, Mrs. Johns, have you any idea of the number of people who think they have a talent for this sort of thing? And every one of them sends his portfolio to Columbia Syndicate. And they all eventually hit the desk of one Lewis Merrill Borden.
You must lose perspective, Mr. Borden.
Exactly. So I took a whole batch of the things on my vacation. A million mosquitoes, lousy fishing, too many tourists, but your husband's material brightened the whole trip. You know, it even made my wife laugh. And when you're married to me, that isn't easy.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear.
At first, it was so good, I couldn't believe it. I figured I'd flipped my lid. That kind of genius is harder to come by than a whale in a mountain stream. So I put it to the acid test. The whole office, unanimous. And we're not pikers, Mrs. John. The Columbia Syndicate is the biggest. We don't try to hoodwink a man if he has something to offer. We put him on trial for 1 month. Can your husband work under pressure?
Oh, yes, very much.
A 1 month trial. If he delivers, you move right into Easy Street. 460 papers carry our people. He clears 60 cents a paper, $276 for each cartoon. He starts on once a week. If he hits, and he will, he goes 5 times weekly, then a feature spot in the Sunday magazine. That's more money than I make. That's more money than anybody makes.
Oh, Mr. Borden, I don't know what to say.
Well, don't say anything. He can start tomorrow. Oh, well, let's make it Monday since he's not feeling well.
Mr. Borden, please, there's something that I have to say.
Well, I talk better than I listen, but go right ahead.
Well, my husband, he's been very despondent. His work has not had any recognition. And
proving the world is full of fools?
Well, I think I'm going to have to tell you the truth, Mr. Borden. He isn't ill.
Not
yet. No, at least I don't think he is. He left the house Saturday, and we don't know where he is.
I knew it. A genius, artistic temperament. Great moments of depression, running away, looking for a world that will accept him. But why now? Why? Miss Jenkins, get me Yardley in the legal department. Oh, Miss Johns, I'm sure this tragedy is novel in your life, but it's routine in mine. Did you ever have 20 million readers following a comic strip and then have the author vanish somewhere in the tropics hunting a new kind of orchid, just as the hero was dropped off a helicopter into an active volcano? Hello, Yardley! Yardley, we publish an unknown's work and pay the wife full fee because the artist has disappeared. The intention is to hire him, but how much can he sue for? Oh. Fine, thanks. Well, we're in, Mrs. Jones.
But I don't understand.
You're going to take one of your husband's cartoons and publish it in 460 papers. Oh. He'll have to hibernate until spring not to see it. And if he doesn't get the idea
but
from that...
That's wonderful.
And we'll make out the check to you.
Helping me this way, I couldn't think
of... Oh, tut-tut, that's essential, Mrs. Johns. Legal department insists on it. Oh, just one more thing. Cross your fingers and try a little prayer. You see, I have to set a new man in this job within 1 month. That comes straight from the board of directors. So, let's hope we find him before then.
Hello?
Mrs. Jones, this is Captain Barnes of the Salvation Army.
Yes, Captain, how are you?
I saw your husband's cartoon in yesterday's paper. Very clever.
Thank you.
Of course, I didn't call you just for that.
You have some news?
Don't let me get your hopes up too much, but I just received a special delivery from one of our Harbor Light centers up north. Could you possibly come to my office right away?
I'm on my way, Captain.
Now, Mrs. Johns, I'm sure you recognize your husband's style, his work. That is, if I were to show you, say, 50 cartoons by 50 different artists, could you pick out the one your husband did?
I think so. Well, yes, I'm quite sure I could.
We won't get that involved. But will you just take a look at this?
I'd say, yes, that's Emery's.
There's some doubt?
Well, it's strange, Captain. This is very definitely his style, even his type of humor, but, well, the neatness isn't there. The artwork itself is a little vaguer than he usually is, and then this wrapping paper it's drawn on.
Suppose your husband had been drinking heavily. Might not that account for the sloppiness of the drawing?
Well, yes. Yes, that could explain it.
Mrs. Jones, this came from a Major Sattler in a Harbor Light Center up north. The man who drew it identified himself as Marco Polo. Oh,
and you think this man was Emery?
Quite likely. He'd been drinking heavily for several days and came to our center of his own volition. He was looking for Captain Barnes.
You?
I suppose so. He drew this last night after a third cup of coffee. Major Sattler saw it and remembered our notice about a missing person who was an artist. Cartoonist, specifically. Well, Major Sattler approached him, but he denied, quite convincingly, any affiliation with this town or you.
Oh, but it must have been.
Anyway, the Major decided to wait till morning to pursue the idea this man was your husband. But he read the paper and saw the cartoon the Columbia Syndicate published. There was enough obvious similarity in the style to prompt him to contact me immediately. What he wants, Mrs. Jones, is confirmation.
I'm sure. Oh, I know it, Captain.
Excuse me, but would you happen to be Captain Barnes?
That's right. Now, don't tell me. Let me guess. You're Reed Jones.
Yes, sir. But how did you know?
Oh, take another look in the mirror, son. Why, you're the spitting image of your father.
Well, that's what Mom always says.
You come down to meet your folks plane?
Yeah, I had to get excused from my last class.
This must be a happy day for you.
Yes, sir. I didn't know you were going to be here, Captain.
Well, I sort of felt obliged to come. In a way, I kind of promised your father there'd be a happy day like this. Well, happy occasions are very special to me. I don't like to miss out on them.
Yes, sir. They said the plane was right on time.
Your father's about to become a very successful man, Reed. It's going to make a lot of changes in your life.
I never thought about that.
You'll have many opportunities, especially in the way of education.
I guess you're right.
Any idea what you want to do?
Oh, I kind of have a feeling for politics. Dad always talks about it so much, and his cartoons are usually about politics, you know.
I know.
I figure if I could get a good job and an honest job of representing the people, well, that's something really worthwhile.
You figure right, Reed.
I just hope that the day never comes when Dad has to do a drawing poking fun at me.
But if he has to, do you think he will?
I'm afraid so. Dad's the kind of guy you might call, well, righteous, if you know what I mean. Loaded with integrity and all that.
That's the way I remember him.
Of course, like you say, he'll be making a lot of money now. Just that one cartoon more than paid for their plane fare.
You think the money will change your father?
Well, I never really thought about it. You used to know him pretty well, Captain. What do you think?
I don't think it will, Reed. Naturally, your father wants to provide for you and your mother. Give you the advantages that there's no denying money can bring. But I think his goals are higher than that.
I guess so. But when you get right down to it, is there a higher goal than money?
Oh, I guess, Reed, when you're 15 and trying to stretch an allowance, it doesn't seem there's anything more important than money.
Well, what is more important? I mean, besides the obvious things like health.
Well, your father's happy today. I'm sure of that. Now, why?
Well, he got the job he wanted, and he'll be doing what he likes to do.
That's right. And you're happy too, aren't you?
I sure am.
Why?
Well, because we found Dad, and because I figure he won't ever be doing anything like this again.
And your mother?
She's probably happy for the same reasons I am.
And I'm pleased because all of you were. It's a happy time. And in talking about it, Reed, the word money never even came up. So what you have to learn is that the real goal isn't money, but the happiness that comes from love of God and love for each other, compassion, understanding, giving of yourself. Now, if you want to go into politics, there's plenty of room for those.
Yes, sir. I think I see what you mean. Oh, Captain, that must be their plane.
Let's go.
Miss Jenkins, can you hold my calls for a few minutes, please? Well, Emery, come on in. Come in.
Well, I think I've got tomorrow's cartoon licked, Mr. Borden.
Oh, I'm sure you have. Well, Emery, you're 1 month up. I think you know we're more than satisfied. Well,
maybe you better take a look at what I've got in mind for tomorrow.
Hmm? Oh, sure. Let me see. Hmm. Well, it's clever, but it's not funny, not political. Besides, I don't see any point in plugging the Salvation Army.
Mr. Boyd,
well,
this is important.
We won't worry about it. You can come up with something else by tonight. Oh, yeah. There's the contract. There's the pen. You're in business.
Mr. Borden, you don't completely understand. It's important to me that you use this cartoon.
Oh, touchy artist.
This is far from a matter of temperament.
Emery, you know I'm busy. Sign your contract and come up with something else.
You don't understand, sir. You don't understand me or my work. I not only try to point out what's wrong in the world, but what's right, too. Now, I'm not always funny, Mr. Borden. Sometimes I'm dead serious, like now.
Mm-hmm. Emery, do you realize what this contract means to you and your family?
There are many other things that have meant just as much, Mr. Borden.
Mm-hmm. You're making this one sketch a condition to signing that contract.
This one and more. The Salvation Army and other wonderful organizations need all the support they can get. Mr. Borden, I propose that along with the punches, we give a few pats on the back.
Marvelous, marvelous. Emery, I thought your kind went out with a horse and buggy. No, I didn't even have you scared. Guts and integrity. I like it. Say, do you do much fishing?
Well, no, sir. I never tried.
No matter. Come along with me next time. If I know your type, we won't even need bait. You'll convince the fish they should just jump into my basket. By glory, an old-fashioned genius, and I discovered you.
And this cartoon, sir?
It goes tomorrow in all 460 papers. And this contract goes now. We draw up a new one. New one that says that Emery Johns gives four punches a week and one pat on the back. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
Emery boy, how do you do it? You're a success. And you know something? It makes me happy.
Well, talk to my son, Mr. Borden. He was telling me all about the keys to happiness just the other night.
Oh? Now, where did a boy that age learn about such things?
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't ask him, but from what he said, he found the right teacher.
That was the final act of The Lucky Break, starring Donald Bucca as Emery Johns, with Lynn Allen as Claire. Be sure and listen in again next week for another Heartbeat Theater story. Heartbeat Theater is a presentation of the Salvation Army and is one of the programs selected to be heard by our men and women overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. Until next week, this is your host, C.P. McGregor, saying thanks for listening, and have a happy week ahead.